This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Women of the world, unite! You're represented well here on the DJV program. Thursday, the 25th of October, I'm not a woman, and I haven't had a sex change operation. My name is Doug Steffen, and I'm proudly a male with fabulous female presence. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan has bronchitis, it would appear, so she's on the disabled list. And then there's Kara Schillen, who's not ever on the disabled list. She's always here. Proud and happy and thrilled, in fact, to be in the company of all these fabulous people listening to this program. So now that I got you going, Jennifer, what do we have cooking?
Well, some suspicious packages. How about that?
Oh, my God,
it seemed that was the big story of the day yesterday and will continue to be the big story of the day today. There was a suspected explosive device mailed to Hillary Clinton, former President Obama. The CNN headquarters to the attention of John Brennan, who used to work for the Obama administration. There was also one mailed to Eric Holder, which was returned, and there'll be a story about where that was returned to in just a few moments. And then a few of them sent, I believe, to Maxine Waters. I think that's the list. I hope I'm not missing anybody. But each of them all looked to be coming from the same place. They looked very similar on the outside. Each of them had six flag stamps. Some of them sent through the mail, others delivered by courier in the case of CNN. The return address on the label? Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, do you think she'd be so bold as to include her name on the return address? Probably not. They were also all written in bold print and apparently included some spellings or some misspellings of some words like Florida. John Brennan's name was misspelled. And inside each envelope was like a white powdery substance and what looked to be a pipe bomb. Some of them also had ISIS flags created by a spoof ISIS flag, which was created back in 2015 by a right-wing parody site called World News Bureau for satire. And it has morphed into a meme that was included in the envelope. Now, this is really serious. Obviously, you can't be sending bombs through the mail. It also seems really convenient to me. I don't know. Maybe I have my tinfoil hat
on. You think somebody that's on the Democratic side has sent these two Democrats to stir some sort of sympathy for them?
It's really important to get to the bottom of this, whether this is a crazy person, in any case, whatever it is. But it does seem a bit convenient, and I don't buy the misspellings on the envelope. When you're sending these kinds of things to people like Eric Holder, I think you'd have to actually be kind of aware of what's going on if you know beyond President Obama and Hillary Clinton, if you know Maxine Waters, if you know Eric Holder, if you know Debbie Wasserman Schultz, specifically her. She hasn't been in the news in a couple of years. So you have to be somewhat aware of politics to try to figure this out. I don't know. I guess it's the wait and see approach, but it does smell a little fishy.
It does. Now that you put it that way, I first sort of dismissed it. These things seem to be happening to both sides of the aisle and have continued for a while. What I find interesting, Jennifer, about all of this is that there are now in this age of multimedia responses and all the social media, especially, that people like James Woods suggest that the bombs who were sent were a political stunt, saying that nobody cares enough about the Clintons. Well, but I want to then, but the political stunt aspect of this, if in fact there's somebody that's sick enough, I use Woods as an example of what you just said, but if it's that kind of thing, What status have we come to that the political realities are that sick, really, that they are? And again, we don't know. Jennifer doesn't. I don't. Karen doesn't. James Woods doesn't. Whoever else. We don't know who
the
did this
or why.
The only one who
seems to know is the FBI might have some clues. They said that usually you don't get, you know, the FBI doesn't tip its hand to you when it's talking about investigations like this. But what they said yesterday was that they have lots or loads, I think, of forensic evidence from these. So to me, if they're saying that, they must have something that they're looking at.
Right. And they're listening to me.
You okay? Doorbell? What's happening?
We had listened before we went on the air to a piece of audio from the Red Sox Dodgers game last night.
Why? That was not a good thing to listen to.
Well, it depends.
Shut that off. Don't worry your head.
Yes, right. Anyway, the discussion about the situation in Boston with Boston fans, I noticed that the pitching coach Rick Honeycutt said he wasn't thrilled with the situation, the Red Sox. He was upset about the bullpen, the visitors' bullpen at Fenway. It's just a few feet from the Fenway bleacher seats, and there was a lot of stuff from the fans because the Boston fans are crude. I'll admit that they're just stupid, frankly. So I'm, as a Boston resident, or suburban Boston resident, I guess I'm kind of upset at the way the fans are acting, reacting. And then there's the...
Do we have for example? Because typically I would say, you know, I'd love to defend the Dodgers, but these Dodgers bullpenners, they need to get it together. And I don't know. I don't know if you can blame the Boston fans for the fact that they're falling apart.
Well, it isn't that they're falling apart. It's the way they're being treated by the fans. It's the hassling. It's the taunting. It's the things that are done. That's part of sports, I suppose.
Listen to my couch.
Really?
if the relievers for the Dodgers are worried about a few things, they should listen to one of their own fans on her couch.
Okay, so what do the fans on your couch say?
Any time the Dodgers pitching is what is losing the series for them. Their bats are back, their offense is back, their defense on the field is back. The pitching is crumbling, and Dave Roberts is making really crazy decisions based on computer models, taking people in and out and leaving them in it too long sometimes and taking them out. I don't think he's using his heart, which I think would actually win us a World Series. He's using algorithms, and that's dumb.
Yeah, well, it's too much.
Oh, we got a left-handed batter. We've got to change the pitcher. It's just, I don't know.
Well, isn't that the danger of having a young coach, either both of the coaches, Red Sox and Dodgers pitcher coaches, are both former teammates, they're friends, they've been through the same thing, they're about the same age. Aren't we in the age where people who are in responsible business positions, and let's face it, this is a business and this is a responsible position, they look at all of these things and it's to their distress, I guess. I don't know if they maybe need to use their gut a little bit more and think about what their experiences have been. Or maybe they go back to past situations, past World Series, but to use all this sophisticated information doesn't...
That's how the teams are running, and that's why they're being forced to do that. It's not Dave Roberts' decision to do that. It's the front office of the... not necessarily the front office, but the management of the Dodgers, who have very fully admitted in the press in Los Angeles that they are a team effort with Dave Roberts, that he doesn't make all the decisions, that he essentially has to do what they tell him to do in many cases. And that's hard. If you're a manager and you're hiring someone as talented as Dave Roberts, let him manage. Stay out of it. That's what you hired him to do. But that's not baseball, and it's not unique to the Dodgers. That's how most teams are operating right now.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. Some of the controversy here locally, the local newspapers are carrying a story about the Red Sox snubbing Curt Schilling in their World Series ceremonies because of his politics. He does a local radio program now, and he's quite right of center. Actually, he was going to run for office the last time I heard.
That's right.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is he still running? I don't know if he's still running.
He was going to run against Elizabeth Warren, wasn't he?
I think so. I don't know that he has. But anyway, David Ortiz was invited to the pregame festivities, excitement, if you will. Pedro Martinez, Kevin Millar, Tim Wakefield, Jason Veritek, Keith Foelke, a lot of the older players as well, But Curt Schilling wasn't. And there are those who are philosophizing or theorizing that it's because of his politics. Isn't that awful? It really is. It really is awful.
It's a sign of the times. It's a sign of how divided we are right now, to the point where there are pipe bombs being mailed to people. And whether that's coming from a nut on the right or a nut on the left, I don't even know. There's just no excuse. There's no excuse for people saying, I don't want to hear what you say. I'd rather blow you up. And that's what's happening right now.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
No one can talk about it anymore. Everybody's too angry.
Yeah, there's too much anger. Well, let's fix a little of that. If you're angry this morning because you woke up and you had a bad night's sleep, you tossed and you turned, you were up, you were down, you were in, you were out, you fell out of the bed. Why did you do that? Because you were restless. And that means you didn't have good things around you to support you in your rest period, whether it be 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, whatever it is. Falling asleep, staying asleep becomes a nightmare for a lot of people. And so there aren't any good dreams. There aren't people getting good rest. Well, those days are behind for Jennifer and me, thanks to MyPillow. They can be behind you as well. If you want to go to bed, close your eyes, go to sleep, sleep like a baby, maybe you should go to MyPillow.com. Maybe not maybe, but yeah, go to MyPillow.com and toss those old pillows out. Throw them away. Fill up your garbage with the old pillows. Bring in the new, right? Out with the old, in with the new. This will change your sleep forever. What do? You sort of puff yours up and put it right for, is it
yeah,
your
I
neck?
Yeah, I kind of fold it so that it goes right into the crevice of my neck, which other pillows don't do. They kind of fall out, they flip out, but this one, because of the foam, actually adjusts to what you want it to do, and it's great. It actually supports my neck. I don't feel like I'm stiff when I wake up in the morning.
It's the patented fill invented by Mike Lindell, who had a rough time, like many of us, getting good night's rest. He's an engineer by trade. So he looked around and came up with this and finally patented it. But the fill is something that he created himself. And he made his own pillows. Not too many people are doing that. You got a problem? Fix it by making something to substitute. And that's what he did. And then his wife started talking about it, and his neighbor said, well, let me try one of these. So he made a few more, and he made a few more Christmas presents. And so, but that's history. Now Mike's got 1,500 people in a big plant working around the clock to make these MyPillows because they're so popular everywhere. So find out what people are talking about. Find out what people are experiencing. Go to MyPillow.com. Order one MyPillow, no matter which pillow it is. Look in the catalog. Any pillow there, order it. And the second one is free. So you get two MyPillows for the price of one. The most comfortable pillows in the world at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code DJV. That's DJV. Don't turn around, toss around, get off. Whatever your problem, this will fix it. MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people
who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart.
I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
childcare assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Strong woman, Pink, in the musical focus here on the DJV show, 24 after the hour. Jennifer and Kara and you and me enjoying her music. She debuted her take on A Million Dreams for the upcoming The Greatest Showman Reimagined album. She also shared a behind-the-scenes video of her 7-year-old daughter, Willow, who performs her own version of this song on the album. It's kind of cool. What is it? We got... Listen to this.
Yeah, her daughter has really kind of come into prominence.
No one has done this for me, for my heart, since I was a little girl. And to have her finally have something like this.
You made our favorite movie ever.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
So Pink's rendition of this song from the film, last year's film, strongly resembles the original. There's a lot of piano, guitar, orchestra in it. So there's a video. We heard a little audio from it there. Behind-the-scenes video, Pink tells writers of The Greatest Showman, who also, by the way, did La La Land, quote, I grew up listening to Annie, and no one has done this for me, for my heart, since I was a girl. And to have Willow finally have something like this, you made our favorite movie, this is our favorite movie ever. In addition to the new release, The Greatest Showman Reimagined, will feature songs from artists like Kelly Clarkson, Panic at the Disco, Sarah Bareilles, the Zac Brown Band. It's a star-studded cover album. It'll be available for pre-order as you go through the day today, and you'll get it on November 16th. So you can order it now if you want to from the Greatest Showman. This is the Pink song with her daughter. Very nicely done. Very nicely done. I'm going to crank that up a little bit.
Brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are key.
Nice song, too. Nicely done. All right. Elsewhere in the world of music today, more than 30 years after introducing herself to fans, Tiffany now revealing her most authentic side, at least as an artist. When she was 16, she topped the Billboard list in 87 and 88 with her first two singles, her remake of Tommy James and the Shondells' I Think We're Alone Now, and then the ballad Could Have Been. Her debut album likewise topped the charts, making Tiffany the first teen female artist to ever hit number one and the first teen overall since Stevie Wonder 25 years ago. She subsequently scored two more hot top 10 tunes, notched four top 40 hits on the Dance Club Song chart, released the acclaimed LP The Color of Silence in 2000, and explored country in an album came out in 2011 called Rose Tattoo. But she says she grew up a rock fan, idolized Stevie Nicks, and so for her new LP, Pieces of Me, which is her 10th studio album, she embraces rock again, released the first single off it called Pieces of Me. That's the album, and this single is called Worlds Away. She wants her fans to know that she's not, it's not that she's distancing herself from her past. She says she will fondly revisit her pop classics as a special guest, along with Debbie Gibson, Naughty by Nature, and Salt-N-Pepa, as they tour with New Kids on the Block on that three-month... You're going to see that, so you'll see her.
Next May, yep.
Yeah. It's interesting how we're planning already. Hooray for May!
Hooray for May!
Hooray for May! All right, so that's the Tiffany story, Tiffany and Pink together, here on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
I'm all in nothing. It's clear in every way.
Under the Hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more on inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI is still working to determine who sent suspicious devices, apparently bombed Democratic and liberal leaders, as well as CNN. At least six top Democrats, from former President Obama to Hillary Clinton, were targets. Other packages sent to California Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters and former Attorney General Eric Holder. President Trump was discussing the case during an appearance at a rally in Wisconsin last night.
Any acts or threats of political violence are an attack on our democracy itself.
While his government's believed to be behind it, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia making his first public remarks about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi early this month, yesterday calling it a hideous incident and totally unjustifiable. This is USA Radio News.
an official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now 34 after the hour, you're facing the day with the DJV gang. Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Victoria has bronchitis, so she is treating that, understandably, today. So let's dig around and see what other things are going on that people are talking about. Certainly plenty of focus now on the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, said yesterday, this is the first time he's come around to talking about the death of Jamal Khashoggi. He says the crime was really painful to all Saudis. I believe it is painful to every human in the world. It was a heinous crime and can't be justified. During his speech, which was at the Future Investment Initiative, a lot of people decided not to go to that because of this. He said that Saudi Arabia is working, Jennifer, with the Turkish government to investigate the death of Khashoggi. What a bunch of nonsense. What? Well, with guys that work in the embassy going in with saws?
I know. And I say let them investigate it, but I don't think anybody's really buying what they're turning out so far. I think the worst thing that they could have done was said that this was the result of a fight, because I don't know anybody who gets into a fight with someone and ends up chopped into little pieces. That just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
It's
and that
very
was really
sophomore.
A stupid thing to say. Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And I think that the response from from Trump and his administration has been, really, you're going to give us that? Like, I think Trump said something like, "If you, that's the worst cover-up I've ever heard of." So not to make light of this by any means, but I think that because the Saudis are who they are, you give them their chance. You give them a small amount of time to prove what the, or to
what
try
do you
to
mean,
present their
because
case.
Because they are who they are. What does that mean?
I think any president, no matter what, Democrat or Republican, is under, and we've seen it happen a bazillion times, are under a lot of pressure to keep a working relationship with Saudi Arabia because of the not only the amount of money and oil that they have, but also for the stability that they provide in the Middle East. And I think that for anybody who thinks that this is just a black and white issue for anybody is just simply wrong. There are so many ramifications that come along with any type of punishment of Saudi Arabia. Now, that doesn't mean I don't think it should be done. I absolutely think that they shouldn't be, and we have to set precedents now. They should not be allowed to kill reporters that they don't like on the world stage. So I do believe there needs to be a punishment, but I also believe, believe that, you know, you need to give them the time to present, to show them that bit of respect, you know, give them the chance to show that they're not guilty, and then make your move. But I don't think you can wait too long. You have to give them a couple weeks, and that's what it's been.
Yep, time's up. Anyway, the prince called the murder savage, really. So what's the response outside of America to the death of this guy? European countries are beginning to weigh their arms deals with Saudi Arabia because the Americans are not the only ones that sell stuff to Saudi Arabia. And they do it for the same reason you just suggested, the fact that Saudi Arabia is sort of keeping a lid or tries to or seems to be keeping a lid on the instability that is prevalent in many of the... Jordan tries to do that, too, to an extent. Anyway, Spain's parliament, yes, they voted against freezing its weapons sales to Saudi Arabia, despite calls to stop conducting business with them. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, took a similar stance. She said to Parliament, the procedures we follow are among the strictest in the world. But the Germans did decide to halt any future arms sales to the Saudis. The Chancellor Angela Merkel said arms exports can't take place in the current circumstance there. In the past couple of years, Europe has sold billions and billions of dollars worth of weapons to Saudi Arabia. So at least one of the major countries there thinks this is worth a second, third, or fourth look. It'll be interesting to see how it all kind of shakes out. Time now for us to celebrate. You ready? This is the time in the program every day we celebrate what this day is all about, and today is World Pasta Day, or as we say in New England, World Pasta Day. People have been eating pasta since 5,000 B.C. So yesterday you were talking about what some people believe the world started with the origination of the calendar. Well, we can push it back 5,000 years, Jennifer. This delightful holiday, if that's what you want to call it, was established in 1995. 40 different pasta producers from all around the world gathered to hold the first World Pasta Congress. Since then, the world has joined forces every October to pay tribute to one of the most wonderful foods known to man. I have to have gluten-free pasta, and it seems to only come in bow tie anymore. And people say, you want
You should try the veggie pasta.
Yeah, I do. Amazing. The veggie pasta is okay. Yeah, that's fine.
No, but have you tried the frozen stuff that I told you about?
No.
It's from Bird's Eye, and it's made from zucchini and other vegetables, and it tastes delicious. It tastes just like pasta.
What is it called? Veggie pasta?
It's frozen. Yeah, it's frozen veggie pasta. You'll find it in the freezer section where the vegetables are. It's really good. If you can get your hands on some and it's
like
a small enough portion.
You'll find it in the freezer section of your local food store.
Well, look, I'm just here to help, and it's just because I like the product. But if you, but you know what? If you like for us, Dougie, you warm it up in the microwave. It's enough for one or two people. Some of it has sauce on it. Others, you can add your own. It's really good.
All right.
There you go.
Good. So look at that, boys and girls. You're all
How
set
about
now.
That?
If you have the same problem I do, the whole grain variety can help sustain energy through the day. Rich carbohydrate content, very good for that sort of thing. And pasta also includes folic acid, has a low glycemic index, which means it's not likely to cause uncomfortable spikes in your blood sugar. So that's something you can celebrate. I do like pasta. It does put on the pounds, however. They can mask it any way they want to, but it does. But it is, especially with a great marinara sauce on it, something like that, mushrooms in it. It's very nice.
What are those?
Mushrooms. What did I say? I'd say mushrooms.
He said mushrooms.
I said mushrooms.
I love a good mushroom.
Oh, that's right. That's a combination.
Your New England snob is coming out.
It's a mushroom. Is a mushroom made out of marshmallows. That's why it's
right,
called a
that I could
mushroom.
Do.
All right, you can deal with that.
That's right.
All right, let's get to the TV report. Last night I tried to watch the bits and pieces of the three shows that are on NBC, the Chicago group, but I didn't have much luck because there were some other things going on here. But I did see a little bit. I didn't put enough of it together to make it worthwhile. But I think it's interesting how many people are watching. They find this an interesting, you know, at one point in time, Dick Wolf did the same thing with the Law and Order. On NBC for a season, they had the original Law and Order. Then they had Law and Order Criminal Minds, or whatever they call it, Criminal something or other, the one with Chris Noth, and then they had SUV. I always call it SVU.
It is SVU, not SUV.
I say SUV.
I like it. Anyway, so they go out on the town in large sports utility vehicles.
Yes,
perfect.
Right. Yeah. So see how that shakes out. Meanwhile, Fran Drescher is talking to Cardi B, apparently, about starring in the reboot of The Nanny. Jennifer, what do you think of that? The Nanny coming back?
These shows are rebooting to a new audience. They're going to bring back Alice. I heard while I was in Hawaii, I used to love the show,
really?
Alice. And now they're going to reboot The Nanny. I think it's everything old is new again, and there's a lack of new ideas. So they say, why not recycle some good old ones?
Well, Cardi B would be cast as her daughter, apparently, in the revival. And apparently that came because somebody pointed out to Fran Drescher that Cardi has been posting an Instagram, sort of a thread, paying homage to the style and to the show itself.
Well, she has
Fran
kind
Drescher.
Of a similar laugh or, like, noise
does
that she makes that Fran Drescher does. And she puts on kind of a voice.
A fanny voice? I can't. Can
yeah.
you do her voice? What's her voice? I don't like it.
I can't do it, and I'm not even going to try.
Maybe you can find some audio.
But, I don't know. I can't imagine that Cardi B really has that much time to take on a whole new show. But right. Who knows? Maybe she will. I can't really.
She gets
really
paid $25 million a season. Maybe she'll find the time.
Yeah, maybe. I would.
That's it. So anyway, 25 years ago, The Nanny began. And that's why a lot of people think this is an appropriate time to bring it back again. Also in television news, Mariah Carey is joining The Voice as a key advisor. Has she done that before? There or somewhere else? Why do I think she
has? She was on American Idol, wasn't she? Yeah,
she was a judge on American Idol. So now she's going to The Voice. Nicki Minaj and Keith Urban have done the same thing. What's the latest from, by the way, the Nicki Minaj thing, the suit against her? What we had a little conversation about yesterday. Anything change?
I haven't seen any updates from yesterday. I think she's still being sued.
Yeah, good.
Still being
anyway,
sued?
Yes.
So she's going to be helping these singers with Jennifer Hudson, Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, and Adam Levine.
Those are the judges. Right? And then I think they did.
But
don't they
work as coaches sometimes, too? The coaches?
The judges are the coaches, but then they bring in, usually each
outside.
Team brings in a person, or they've done seasons where there is one advisor for all of the teams, and that sounds like what they're going to do with Mariah Carey, where she'll help coach all of the people as they advance.
Got it. Okay. All right, so Jen, what's on tonight?
Well, a couple of things. Something, new, I guess, the season premiere of Deutschland 86. That's on the Sundance Channel. That's right. It proves that suspense is a universal language. It's a sequel to a 2015 German series called Deutschland 83. You see how that works? This one's Deutschland 86.
Right.
The season finale of Nightwatch Nation is new tonight on A&E. And there's a series premiere on the CW called Legacies. It almost sounds like a reboot of that show Heroes with our friend Greg Grunberg, Dougie.
Uh-huh, yes.
The description...
This one?
No, he's not. But the description is, can monsters be taught to become heroes, not villains? And remember, the idea of heroes was to take people with superhero tendencies and try to make them either good guys or bad guys. And that's the question that will follow this Supernatural series that is a spinoff of the originals on the CW. Also new tonight, Grey's Anatomy is new on ABC, followed by Station 19, which has been picked up for the whole season, and How to Get Away with Murder at 10. CBS is new with Big Bang Theory at 8, Young Sheldon at 8:30. Mom at 9, Murphy Brown at 9:30, and a new episode of SWAT at 10. The CW, as I mentioned, has Legacies at 9, but before that, you'll get a new episode of Supernatural. There'll be some football on Fox for you. I think it's the Miami Dolphins at the Houston Texans. You can check that out. NBC has a new Superstore at 8, followed by The Good Place at 8:30, Will and Grace at 9, I Feel Bad at 9:30, and Law and Order Special Victims,
your favorite, at 10. Series in four games.
It's not
Wednesday, so today's the day off to travel to L.A. and play tomorrow and Saturday.
We can't lose today, smarty pants.
All right, one other note from the TV business. Well, actually, the celebrity business. Harrison Ford, one of the country's most prominent leading men, is going to attend with a lot of other celebrities this Sunday. The Carney Awards, named for Art Carney, who was one of the best and most well-known sort of second. He was never a leading man, but he certainly did a lot of acting and was one of those actors that not everybody always recognized. So this is the fourth annual Carney Award show, which has been organized to recognize all the great character actors from television and movies, like M. Emmett Walsh, who you don't know, but you would know as soon as you saw him, who we're talking about. He worked on a couple of movies with Harrison Ford, so he's going to help honor Mr. Walsh, getting the Chairman's Lifetime Achievement Award. Also being honored are familiar faces. I don't know if you know the names. I think most people know who Bruce Greenwood is, don't you? James Cromwell, Joe Morton, Joe Pantoliano.
Keep going.
Jessica Walter. You don't know? Really?
Bruce,
Bruce Greenwood has been, if you look at any of these people, you look at their, he's been in movies and television shows forever, but you don't know who he is. Interesting. James Cromwell from The Pig, you don't remember him? He's been very active.
Oh, James Cromwell, sure, and not from The Pig, it's called Babe.
Joe Morton, who was
no wonder we don't recognize any of these guys.
You don't recognize me either? Joe Morton.
I recognize their faces, but I'm just laughing because if we got half the information is wrong, how are we supposed to know them?
Well, you just look up their names. Joe Morton.
Come on, details.
Was Olivia Pope's father in the series? What was that? 8 years that the series was on, Scandal. He was a tough dude there. Now he's playing God on the new God show. Interesting.
What, God Friended Me or whatever that one is?
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, yeah. Joe, I can't believe you don't know who Joe Pantoliano is. Look at him. Look at Jessica Walter. Anyway, Patton Oswalt is the host.
Why are you shaming me? I don't know anything anymore.
Really? Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Well, anyway, it's kind of cool that they're going to have that show. I think it's a fabulous way to pay tribute to people that we all know, and sometimes it's kind of like some of the radio people, the B players that not a lot of the A players want to recognize, but they're very important cogs in the wheel, maybe more important than the A players even, in the continuation of the great traditions of American radio. So, that's that story. It is 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV program.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the
first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tech Talk time, 53 minutes after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen filling in for Victoria Keelan, as I am wont to do when she doesn't feel her. She had a tough time last month or so with her voice. So I am here in the stead to bring you up to date on a couple of things that she thinks are important. She sent along the story about AT&T promising a 5G network. They actually started, I think, at the beginning of the year, telling people that they would have a 5G network by the end of the year. And John Donovan, who's the CEO of AT&T, confirmed these plans this week, promising the network would be launching actually in the next few weeks. The this, I guess, would be the authentication of the next generation 5G network, unlike the 5G Evolution network that AT&T rolled out last year, essentially amounted to the same as a 4G LTE improvement, the same thing competitors were doing. Verizon has beaten AT&T to the punch, though, for the first 5G network in the U.S., launching an early 5G network in Houston, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, and Sacramento. They did it a week or two ago. Verizon's current network is a fixed 5G network for stationary home internet, not for mobile devices, which is really kind of where it's needed, isn't it? When you think about it, although I want more speed on my computer, I don't know that it makes any difference out where I am, but it would be good to have a, isn't that interesting how we say we've got to have it faster? AT&T's network, if it goes as planned, would be the first one in the country to fully launch both a 5G home as well as a mobile network. No devices that support that yet. But less clear is how extensive AT&T's launch will be if it happens before the end of the year. They've been testing 5G in Charlotte, Raleigh, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Atlanta, and Waco, Texas. Six of the total 12 cities it promised in January to roll out this year. So we'll see what happens. But clearly changes are happening in the speed department when it comes to how you get your information on your devices. Porsche has announced plans for an electric car. They want to compete with Tesla. Let's find out about that.
The Geek Out.
Tesla has announced a more affordable version of the Model 3, and while it's not the $35,000 version promised at the beginning, the new one does have many of the goods from the well-reviewed car. And while Tesla appears to finally be gaining traction on sales, other car brands now are looking to get into the electric car game. Porsche even has now revealed their plans to release a car to compete directly against Tesla and will feature a range of 310 miles and 600 horsepower. Tesla has proven there is very much a market for electric cars in the United States, but now consumers win as Porsche and all the other brands race to bring their models to market, creating options and competition for your electric car dollar.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Technology Central, Yahoo, agreed to pay $50 million in damages for the 200 million people in the U.S. and Israel who had their personal data breached. Company also has to provide users with credit monitoring services for 2 years without cost. California federal court has to approve the settlement before the payments can be granted. You may remember back a couple of years ago, I think it was actually 2013, Yahoo had a data breach that affected all 3 billion of its user accounts. And then in 2014, suffered the same sort of thing that affected 50 million users. Personal information, names, birthdays, email addresses, passwords, and even in some cases, security questions and answers were exposed in this breach. Yahoo first revealed the 2 data breaches in 2016. It took 2 years for a class action lawsuit against Yahoo to reach the settlement. The $50 million translates into $25 per hour each account holder spent dealing with the consequences of the breach. Settlement puts the estimated 15 hours for those suffered losses, identity theft, 5 hours for others. Depending on whether you can document your losses or not, you could get $375. All right, so that's at Yahoo. If you had a premium Yahoo email account, you get 25% refund on the subscription. So that's...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.